Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Dr. Yossi Mansharoff, an Iran expert at the JISS and the Esri Center at Haifa University. A few major developments with respect to Tehran, including a threat to strike at U.S. assets in the Middle East if the State Department designates the Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist group. Is this just rhetoric, or is there some truth to it?
Iran actually vowed to take a revenge if the Trump administration would eventually take this action. But we have to remember that the IRGC specifically and Iran generally are not in a position to engage in military action against the U.S. now. Actually, the strategy of the Khamenei-led regime is to bypass this period until the next presidential elections in the United States, hoping that he would not be elected again. The Trump administration made all of his efforts to focus on economic war against Iran, and it is doing its best to prevent an escalation between Tehran and Washington. We can see it by many declarations of the Trump administration. Many officials who declare that Washington is not interested in a war with Iran. And as much as I recognize, I see that the IRGC specifically regards Trump as a dangerous man. They don't want to be involved in any war against him, and they just wait with their rivals within the Iranian regime, such as the pragmatic camp of President Hassan Rouhani, because they cannot afford themselves a war in this time. We have to remember that the financial position of the IRGC is weak. We saw it by the recent recognition of Hezbollah leader Nasrallah, who said that Hezbollah needs much more money because Iran decreased its financial aid to Hezbollah following the sanctions. Such as we know, it's not a very good time for the IRGC itself to be involved in a war, that Hezbollah would take a central part in this Iranian warfare against the U.S. So they raise those threats, but we have to remember that during the past 3 or 4 years, we saw that following many sanctions of the U.S. and dramatic actions by the Trump administration, the IRGC and Khamenei also raised many threats that eventually were not materialized. Eventually, I think that they are maintaining their strategy to bypass this time until the next election. And one would have to see what would be the results, because if Trump would be re-elected, so he would continue his anti-Iran policy, pressure on Tehran, hoping that eventually it would force Khamenei to externally change his policy, his terror sponsorship, as we see it across the Middle East.
Exactly. I was going to mention that obviously there must be a financial strain on Iran due to its involvement through proxies in Yemen with its own Shiite militias in Iraq and Syria as well, where it has troops. And I wanted actually to get to Syria because another issue that has surfaced is that the Syrian government reportedly has granted access to Iran to the port of Latakia, giving it a foothold in the Mediterranean for the first time. How significant is this, especially considering the Russians are extremely angry?
That's right. Actually, the rivalry between Tehran and Moscow is becoming more visible in post-war Syria. We have to remember a very important declaration of Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Ansari, who recently declared that Russia has never stood by Iran regarding Israel. Tehran and Moscow for now have shared interest in Syria, but if the issue of Israel comes between them, they will part ways. And we see that Tehran hopes that its cooperation with Russia would boost its position in Syria, but in contrary to this strategy, actually Assad rejected an Iranian demand to have access to the Mediterranean in 2017. This request was delivered to Assad by the commander of the Iranian army, Mohammad Bakeri. To my impression, this rejection was conducted following pressures by Moscow. So in the recent months, we saw that Tehran put much pressure on Assad to give it a much more dominant role in the rehabilitation project of Syria. Assad was invited to Tehran. The commander of IRGC Quds Force, Qasem Soleimani, actually took him by himself to Tehran, whereas he met with Khamenei and Rouhani and Soleimani itself and with all officials. And Assad was under heavy pressure to facilitate the Iranian access to the Mediterranean, and that's why he gave them actually a part of the Latakia port. We have to remember that these so-called civilian activities of Iran are only a cover for the IRGC smugglings, which are meant to smuggle accurate missiles and technology to Hezbollah eventually. So Russia is interested to prevent any war between Iran and Israel. It does not serve the Russian interest in Syria. It can externally damage the Assad regime and all the projects of Russia in Syria since 2015. So Russia enabling Israel to continue its attacks against Iran, and that's why seemingly Israel would gain green light from Moscow to target the Iranian infrastructure in Latakia, as it did already in September 2018.
Obviously, some potentially dangerous developments. Dr. Mansharov, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Charles B. Blazer, signing off.